This law might never have happened were it not for Michael Bell, whose son was shot by police outside of their Kenosha home in 2004. Bell made it his cause when an internal investigation found no wrongdoing by police.
I think if this bill was in place when my son was killed, I think we would have had a truthful and honest investigation, and we would have been able to get honest answers.
Bell said initially it was hard to get anywhere on this issue as he met resistance from police unions and legislators. But when Bell filed a federal civil rights lawsuit over his son's death, things began to change.
I think what gave us credibility is, number one, we settled for just under $2 million from the federal civil rights lawsuit. Number two, we took those funds and started using those funds to educate the public of what was going on, and we created some controversy.
Bell spent some of the money recently on a billboard campaign in Milwaukee to highlight the death of Derek Williams, who died while handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Williams' mom is Sonia Moore.
They say he didn't resist arrest, they didn't put his hands on him, but I watched him suffocate in the back of a police car.
Moore says this law will make sure police aren't investigating their own friends.
Everyone is coming in with a straight head. Don't nobody know nothing until they hear both sides, because it's not one side to a story, it's two sides.
The plan, which was sponsored in the legislature by Assembly Democrat Chris Taylor of Madison and Assembly Republican Gary Bies of Sister Bay, would also require that the details of an investigation be publicly released if no charges are filed. It takes effect immediately. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.